I think the blackout, if you ask me what I felt was the worst thing during the war, apart from people being killed and the bombing, I would say it was the blackout. It did get you down. I mean, you got used to it after a couple of years or so, I suppose, but it did get you down. You used to dream of the days of the lights, particularly here in Brighton. You used to dream of the days when the piers were lit up and the trams were lit up. And oh, you used to think, when we ever get back to that again, you know, that was a depressing thing, the blackout was a depressing thing. Because, I mean, you think you couldn't open your front door. You had to have a curtain behind the front door so that you open the door and no light came through. And I always remember when the lights went up in 1945 and living in Woodingdean, driving up over the, going on the bus over the racecourse there. For months I was absolutely glued looking at the lights in Brighton, because every week a few more would come in, because having been turned off for 6 years, they didn't all come on when they were switched on, you can imagine. I mean, you know, they hadn't been used. And so you'd get a few here and you'd get a few there. And I used to be riveted. I couldn't take my eyes off it. Just standing there, just sitting in the bus there watching these lights, you know, and thinking, oh, I don't believe it. Don't believe it.